aisles. Next up, we have Michael talking about Federation in Forjo.
Yes. Hi. So I'm Michael. I'm a contributor to Forjo. And I can tell you something about Federation in Forjo. Just a short question, who knows Forjo not? Not? Really? Okay, so I can continue. So to make the long story short, can state we have did it. We brought the first user visible feature mid of last year online, and it's Federated Star. And okay, yes, maybe Federated Star is not a huge feature, but we have done this intentionally. So we have chosen the star because it's the simplest thing we can consider of. And it indeed does not need moderation, and we do also not need enhanced security. But something under the hood we did already. So for example, we did some ideas about how we will map IDs inside of this Forjo system. And the first idea is to have the ability to isolate hosts to attach to these hosts. For example, crypto material keys and things like this to attach moderation, trust levels, and to attach rate limits. So we are prepared somehow, and we have did some idea, some thinking and discussion about how we can sustainable map users in Federated Forjo. So if you drop in some issues later on Federated, you can be sure that we can map this issue to you also in, let's say, 3 years in future. We do also think about security. So we have threat analysis done. So we are quite sure to be reliable, operatable. So denial of service and things like this should not happen as hard as it could be. And also we have identified some issues, some threats, and we have mitigated them already. But as you expect, that's not all. So we have also a roadmap, and if you take the QR code, you can find the roadmap also. And you see we are already working on follow-up features, and it's going on, let me say, in this way. So who contributes? So it's not just me, it's also Gusted and Algonon. I think they are not here, but so gave them honor. And the next thing we are doing is Federated Unstar. So if you are able to star, maybe Unstar would be also quite interesting. And to do Unstar, because that's some kind of destructive operation, so we will also add additional security, for example, encryption and signing and proof the sign and things like this, to be sure that the one who did the star is the only one who can do the Unstar. And so that's quite the overview. And now I can tell you something about us. So MISA is it's the speaker's name. So it's a small company located in southern Germany. And I can tell you our motivation to contribute and continue to contribute to Forjo and to Forjo's Federation. So we all know how the things are going in X and Facebook and Xing and SourceForge, if you remember this. And I think you can also imagine what can go on GitHub, for example. So we are thinking it's really time to de-risk all our open source engagement. So we are open source engaged till I think 20 years. And if I collect all the time we have invested in open source, I'm not very happy to give this for free to Microsoft GitHub or to GitLab or someone else. But on the other hand, you will not be very, very willing to join us on our small company repository server. So I think Federation is the way to go. We are doing DevOps, cloud security, and also development. We are engaged beside of open source in EcoGood and privacy protection. And we are also offering commercial Forge support, as we are contributing, I think, for some time in Forge. Yes.
We have a minute or two. Do you want to take a question?
Yes.
Any questions from the audience?
Very happy about this.
All right. Maybe you can
put it. I just want to ask, how is it going with GitLab and Federation?
Please again.
How is it going with GitLab and Federation?
Okay, so I'm in contact with some guys working on GitLab, and we are discussing and are prepared to integrate with GitLab also. But it seems to be somehow stuck, the engagement at the GitLab side. So if you have contact, I will be very, very happy to get this contact and talk to him, to the guys. That's all I can say.
Stefan and Alexandra, are you here? Yeah, great.
Is there a description of like what needs to be sent over the wire from server to server for ForgeCode to show the federated like is there a link?
Yes.
Is there a specification
yes.
of that? And it also, so is that related at all to ForgeFed anywhere?
At the moment, it's not related to ForgeFed. The fine-grained exchange of messages, you can visit our threat analysis. So we have described this very detailed. And ForgeFed we will need as soon as we have non-Mastodon actor types. That's not at the moment not the case. So star is mapped to like activity.
Oh, one more question.
Hi, thank you very much. This is rock and roll, so cool. What about ForgeFriends? Because ForgeFriends.org, now it's unreachable, the URL. There were so many great discussions there. There was a nice community. I'm thinking if the community is still there or not. And also, as a non-technical user, can we test? Can we do something? Thank you. And also, do you have any plans with Codeberg, like as an